Welcome to the TPS 5 for the week of March 9th. TPS 5 is a weekly recap of the latest in marketing, communications, and digital healthcare news as curated by the expert hosts of the Touchpoint Media Network. To learn more about Touchpoint Media, visit us online at touchpoint.health. Our lead story this week comes from Harvard Business Review, entitled A Guide to Managing Your Newly Remote Workers. The article points out that while close to a quarter of the U.S. workforce already works from home, at least part of the time, new policies leave many of our employees and their managers working out of the office and separated from each other for the first time. Although it is always preferable to establish clear remote work policies and training in advance, in times of crisis and other rapidly changing circumstances, this level of preparation may not be feasible. Fortunately, there are specific research-based steps that managers can take without great effort to improve the engagement and productivity of remote employees, even while there is little time to prepare. The article outlines a few ways to do so and begins with describing some of the challenges a remote workforce faces. First of all, there's lack of face-to-face supervision, which puts additional stress on both employees and managers, particularly when facing pressing multiple demands. There's also a lack of access to information. When working remote, it takes more time to access needed files, logging in through VPNs, etc. And research has also found that a lack of mutual knowledge among remote workers can translate to a lower willingness to give coworkers the benefit of doubt in difficult situations. Social isolation also plays a significant role in this new remote mobilized workforce, and over a longer period of time, isolation can cause any employee to feel less belonging to their organization and can even result in increased intention to leave the company. And lastly, let's not overlook the distractions at home. Because we're all forced to be homebound, there is much greater chance that employees will be working in suboptimal workspaces, and in the case of school and daycare closures, unexpected parenting responsibilities also play a role. Even in normal circumstances, family and home demands can impinge on remote work. To that end, the article outlines ways managers can help support remote employees. First, establish structured, regular check-ins with employees, and this can take the form of one-to-one calls or even team calls. Also, provide several different communication options, particularly video conferencing. Visual clues allow for increased mutual knowledge about coworkers and also help reduce the sense of isolation, which is particularly useful for complex or sensitive conversations. You should also establish rules of engagement. Set expectations for the frequency, means, and ideal timing of communication for your team. It is recommended that managers establish these rules of engagement with employees as soon as possible. Provide opportunities for remote social interaction. You can begin team meetings with personal check-ins or even use group texts to share personal insights into your day-to-day working life from home. But most importantly, provide encouragement and emotional support. This new way of working is impacting everyone across the country. And more than ever, managers should find time to listen to employees' anxieties and concerns. Even asking the simple question of, how is this remote working situation working for you so far, can elicit important information that you might not otherwise hear. Above all else, as a manager, you have to trust your employees. This, more than ever, is a time in which we should heed Ernest Hemingway's advice. The best way to find out if you can trust somebody is to trust them. The article features a number of other tips that managers and employees can adopt to launch into a productive work-from-home environment. Check the link in our show notes to read more. And now, other headlines from the week. You may have heard that Johns Hopkins Medicine has created an infographic that is now being cited internationally as a relevant information source for tracking of the coronavirus. Aaron Watkins, Senior Director of Internet Strategy at Johns Hopkins Medicine, joins us to share more about this important resource.
Hi, this is Aaron Watkins from Johns Hopkins Medicine. And I know so many of us are working so hard right now to provide quality information and updates about the coronavirus. At Hopkins, we set up a website in January. It's been visited more than 10 million times, and we are very excited by how many people we've been able to reach already. You can find the website at hopkinsmedicine.org/coronavirus. We've worked with our experts to update content nearly every day. You'll find a simple infographic to understand coronavirus at a glance, and there are articles and videos on topics like the differences between coronavirus, the flu, and seasonal allergies, the best way to protect yourself and others. We're updating caregiver guides for yourself, for babies and children, for older adults. Our goal is to provide the latest from Hopkins experts for our local community and for anyone in the world. I really hope you can use it to take care of yourself and loved ones or to support communication efforts from your health system. Thanks and take care, everybody.
A New York Times article entitled "The Corona Crisis is Showing Us How to Live Online" outlines ways in which technology helps to create connections and not conflict. It even highlights that the current pandemic is forcing us to use the internet as it is always meant to be used, to connect with one another, to share information and resources, and come up with collective solutions to urgent problems. It's the healthy, humane version of digital culture that we usually see only in schmaltzy TV commercials where everyone is constantly using a smartphone to visit far-flung grandparents and read bedtime stories to kids. From TechCrunch, in an unprecedented move to reassure customers and flag the potential for misinformation about COVID-19 on their platforms, all of the major social media companies, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Reddit, and others, and even their parent companies, have issued a joint statement on their efforts, which reads, "We are working closely together on COVID-19 response efforts. We're helping millions of people stay connected while also jointly combating fraud and misinformation about the virus, elevating authoritative content on our platforms, and sharing critical information in coordination with government healthcare agencies around the world. We invite other companies to join us as we work to keep our communities healthy and safe." Lastly, the newest Connected Hospital podcast from Touchpoint Media, hosted by Lance Lunford, shares how Closed Loop, an Austin-based AI company, launched an open-source platform for organizations to easily identify the most at-risk individuals for COVID-19 in their community, which gives hospitals and community groups actionable insight on ways to provide interventional care before exposure to the virus. This open-source index can integrate into existing systems. We have a link to the podcast in our show notes, but you can also visit this important resource online at cv19index.com. That's it for today's TPS5. If you like the latest in healthcare news and want it in a readable format delivered to your inbox, be sure to subscribe to our e-newsletter, The TPS Report, which is available on the Touchpoint Media website at touchpoint.health. Plus, you can learn more about all the other podcasts on the Touchpoint Health Network. Stay safe, stay inside, and we'll see you next Friday.